80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. What a busy day today. It's Aaron. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon. We got some stuff happening here at our studio. We'll talk more about that next. Extend another invitation to you. It's coming up here on Max FM.
You company till the weekend arrives. You're on the job with 99.7 Max FM.
I tried, and I tried.
99.7 Max FM.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? So how do you choose? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. Just to put up with this every day and all day. How did we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of a shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. But you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl. When she smiles, she looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, a pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
Mama, don't.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron. We are getting ready for our grand opening party here at the radio station, a grand opening celebration. From 5 until 7 o'clock, we're right here at our brand new studios in the old Wells Fargo building, right on the square. You're invited. Stop by, say hello, see the new studio, grab some refreshments with Max FM.
There you stood, that old teacher. So right. Let me tell you about the girl I met last night. It's understood. I had to reach her.
Non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Always live your life, never thinking of the future.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron in the middle of a 50-minute music hour. And again, just another reminder, coming up at 5 o'clock, our doors are open, and you are invited to our grand opening celebration here at our brand new studios right on the old Wells Fargo Bank building, a really historic part of our community and right on the square. And so we're going to be having some refreshments. We're going to have a couple hors d'oeuvres, David Grant, Wendy, Emily, myself, all here. And of course, the familiar faces of Corey Hartman and Jamie will be right around the area as well today. So stop by, say hello, check out the new space. And more importantly, we just want to get to know everybody as well. That's what we're here for. It's our grand reopening, or should I say grand opening, of our brand new studio. From 5 until 7 o'clock, you're invited, and you can find out more on the Max FM Facebook page.
Tired of the same old routine? Ready to get moving and have some fun? The Laval Center Fitness is your go-to spot for an active and social lifestyle. They have a fully equipped fitness center featuring a Nautilus circuit, free weights, and a Smith machine to help you build your strength and confidence. Plus, your membership isn't just about fitness. It's your all-access pass to discounts on events and classes. It's time to break a sweat, make some friends, and feel amazing. The Laval Center Fitness, where fitness meets fun.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
It's draft day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. From Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight, many experts predicting the Packers could use the 23rd pick on Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, who was spotted shaking hands with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show. Has he been here before?
It's definitely my first time meeting with him. I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago. Got around the coaching staff, you know, the organization. Feel like home to me.
Did you visit here? So this is not your first trip to Green Bay,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
It's not my first trip.
Who else have you personally visited?
Met with Houston, Pittsburgh, Broncos, Detroit.
Have you personally visited with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Oh! What was that about?
It was cool, man.
Baseball, the Brewers scoring two runs in the ninth, but it wasn't enough. They lost to the Giants 4-2 last night in San Francisco.
It's all part of getting started in a new year. We're all trying to find ourselves, find our own identity.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You've got to
Reedsburg's maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Save an additional 15% when you go to maxfmbigdeals.com. Now get a load of this. If you use my special promo code, which is VOLTAGE, V-O-L-T-A-G-E, enter that promo code VOLTAGE at checkout, you're going to save an additional 15% on top of the savings you already get.
Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7
Max FM.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Today is a big day. Not only are we getting our grand opening party underway here in a couple of minutes, it is also day one, the official first day of the NFL draft from Green Bay, and it's just remarkable to see what they have assembled outside of Lambeau Field and all the festivities throughout the city. I will be there later tonight and tomorrow, so I'm hoping to get a couple of pictures. If you're going as well, there is, by the way, still hotel availability. I found a deal on points, believe it or not. So if you are looking to spend the night, there are still some random deals. But more importantly, the NFL draft getting underway tonight on ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network starting at 6 p.m. And already some celebrity sightings at local restaurants, and just really great to have all these people and all eyes from around the world on Wisconsin and, of course, our great state. So can't wait to watch that tonight. I'm not, like, admittedly a huge draft fan, but I'm totally into this fanfare, if you know what I'm saying. Wrapping up this workday, it's 99.7 Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Happy Volunteer Appreciation Month from the Sauk County Aging and Disability Resource Center. They are looking for new volunteer drivers. Call Carrie Luther at 608-355-3289 to find out more and help make a difference in your community.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After Robert Cremo III was sentenced today to life in prison with no possible parole for the 2022 July 4th parade massacre, a lawyer for one of the victims' families said that he expects civil lawsuits to follow. 7 people were killed in the massacre, 50 others injured. President Trump at the White House saying the U.S. and China are talking every day about trade and tariffs, but China is publicly calling it fake news. A reporter asked President Trump about the report today showing sales of existing homes in March were the lowest since 2009.
No, they had very good numbers on housing today, extremely good numbers, and that's despite interest rates because, you know, if you look at what happened, everyone said, oh, I said I was going to get prices down. I did.
The housing report is a regular one from the National Association of Realtors. On Wall Street, tech stocks boosted all the indexes, the Dow over 400 points. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Bob Haig. Fans from all over are in Green Bay for the NFL draft. Micah Hartman made the drive from Nashville.
Man, it's heaven on earth, for sure.
The draft runs through Saturday in the Titletown District. Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly have approved changes to unemployment insurance. If it passes the state Senate, the bill faces a likely veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. It would add new requirements for those completing required work searches to remain eligible for benefits, including direct contact with potential employees. The winner of a $9.5 million Megabucks ticket sold in Kaukauna has stepped forward. Wisconsin lottery officials say Tanya Hedke of Neenah claimed her prize Tuesday. A $9.5 million prize is the largest Wisconsin lottery jackpot so far this year. Wisconsin Radio Network.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some showers for tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, rain around, tapering in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high in the mid-50s. Sunshine returns for Saturday, highs in the low 60s. Then a couple of showers around again on Sunday, mid-60s.
Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 57 degrees.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17.